vagina to the RNC. Let's start behaving like a true majority. Tell the guys that power isn't in the way you pee. Take your vagina to the RNC.
Excellent. Woo-hoo.
That's the sound of a group of about a dozen women singing protest tunes only blocks away from the Republican convention in downtown Tampa yesterday. The organization's founder, Medea Benjamin, has been working to keep budding protesters on their toes.
We actually started 2 days ago. We did protest at Raytheon, and then we've been making a lot of our props. And now we're here teaching people chants, trying out some of the different props that we have, talking about the issues, giving people a chance to practice talking to the media.
Ann Chastain started the website greenliberation.org and said that she chose to work with Code Pink instead of Occupy Tampa, with whom she also identifies herself.
And I went with the vaginas of Code Pink. I thought it was appropriate. I really identify with vaginas and wanted to be here today. They offer great training, which I'm really enjoying, and networking opportunities, so it's going well.
Using an assortment of glitter, pink fabrics, and carefully placed neck holes, Benjamin led the women in fashioning costumes in the shape of vaginas.
But we had a great time making our vaginas, I must say. You know, it seemed like we mostly focus on the issues of war, but when we saw this issue was just imploding, and as a women-focused and women-initiated peace group, we felt obliged that we had to talk about this one. So we got creative and we had a good time.
Back in June, Michigan Representative Lisa Brown was temporarily banned from speaking in the state house for using the word vagina in debate over a bill that would restrict abortions. Wade Fulmer is a Veterans for Peace member and also a Code Pink member. He held up a sign that said, vagina, if you can't say it, don't legislate it.
Well, we've got some legislators who can't even say the word, and it shows a little bit as with their words as to how prejudiced they are against women. Well, there should be that equality that we're working for, equality for women in the workplace and out on the street in activism. So, you know, women for peace, women for equal rights.
Edwin Avogan was holding the same sign with Fulmer and said that more men need to stand side by side with women when it comes to protecting their rights.
Women need to have a choice, and the Republican agenda doesn't include women and choices, and so that's why I'm here. And any men that are out there that want to support the women's right for equality, we welcome it. In fact, you know, we're trying to do this with everybody. It's not just about women. It's about equality for everybody. Men know that women are interested in their health too, and in their choices, and so we need to work on this together.
One of the most prominent protest movements in recent months has been the worldwide Occupy movement, which Medea Benjamin said shares many of the same values with Code Pink.
Well, we agree with the whole Occupy movement that it's the 1% that's running this country and the benefits of the 1%, whether that's the 1% that profit from war while the rest of us are seeing billions of dollars that we need here at home go for continuous wars overseas. Or it's the 1% that really likes the system of money and politics because they can buy our political system. So I would say turning around the corporate control of our government is number one issue.
Tonight at New World Brewery in Tampa, Code Pink will be performing the song heard earlier in this story called Take Your Vaginas to the RNC. And they will be dancing with their vagina costumes all night through Ybor City. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.